This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With the stipulation that there are always a lot of new tech trends going on in Silicon Valley, one of the most enduring is virtual reality. Facebook and Google, everybody who is anybody in Silicon Valley, is getting into it. The thing is, VR has been around way longer than you might know. Jaron Lanier founded VPL Research, one of the first companies to release consumer-focused VR products, in 1984. His new book on the past and future of virtual reality is called The Dawn of Everything. Welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me.
You have been around this world for a very long time, and I want you to take me back to, I guess, 1984, when your first company got started and you really kind of dug in. And remind people what the entire idea of virtual reality was like back then.
Well, back then, there had already been a virtual reality headset or two created in labs. There wasn't yet anything like a normal product for virtual reality. There wasn't anything you could buy. There wasn't anything that didn't have like bolts and rails sticking out of it. So I started the first VR company to make that stuff.
And now here we are 30X years later, and you still have to strap something to your head. It's still not entirely real. Did you think we would be farther along?
Well, not really. I mean, I had predicted that there would be consumer virtual reality of a preliminary sort by 2020. And so it's maybe a little ahead of schedule, but it's approximately where I thought I'd be.
But when you put, like, I mean, let's just pick a name brand, right? When you put the Oculus Rift on your head, are you pleased with how things look? Both literally inside the headset and then as an industry.
Well, I'm fine with how they look. I'm a little less fine with how they feel. I feel as though the current crop of VR products focus a little too much on the visual side and not enough on what you do with your hands and with your body, because that's really where the action is.
Okay, so why aren't we doing that stuff? Is it just too technologically hard?
You know, it's probably true that the what we call the haptic side, the touch and feel side, yeah, of virtual reality is more technically challenging than the visual side. But I think there's also just this visual dominance problem. People, especially I think the kinds of people who become digital engineers, are pretty visually dominant and tend to just give the eyes, the pride of place.
It's interesting you talk about engineers in that way, because you are not technically a trained engineer, right? You're a guy who's been in this for a long time and sort of learned from the ground up.
My training was in math, and I kind of picked up my engineering on the streets. It's true.
on the streets. Can you pick up engineering on the streets? I don't even know.
Well, sometimes you have to, so that's the way it works, yeah.
Virtual reality is not, you say, a consistent thing, right? It has fits and starts, it goes forward, and then it stops. Is there a chance, do you think, that we could actually see some real tangible progress like we have seen with laptops and mobile devices and stuff?
I'm actually really confident in terms of the basic hardware. I'm a little less confident about the cultural aspects of it. Right now, the way we sell the experiences is like as downloads that somebody might just experience in a dark room. And that kind of bothers me. It should be more of a service where people connect together in fantastical ways. But I think we'll get there.
But you do have that problem, right? Of even if people are connecting inside the virtual world, let's say in an office and you're having a meeting or whatever, you're still sitting around with a headset on your face and somebody else is walking by on the way to the coffee machine going, what? You know?
I know a lot of people think, wow, that's a weird thing to put this giant, bizarre object on your head. But to me, it's what makes virtual reality ethical, because when you have this big thing on your head, the illusion is announced. You know, that means it's a magic show instead of a charlatan taking advantage of you. Like the point is to let you know this is an illusion. So I hope they never get small and convenient. I think they should be ugly and a little awkward.
The key word with virtual reality then being virtual, right? Because it's just not real.
No, it's a form of communication. I mean, it's real in the sense that what we express through it can be real, but it's a thing to enjoy within reality. It's not an alternate or a substitute reality.
Jaron Lanier, his book is called Dawn of the New Everything. Jaron, thanks a lot.
Oh, hey, thank you so much.